It's against the law to grow hemp in Virginia. The plant has suffered for the actions of its cousin marijuana, even though its resume is quite different.
It is thought of to be the first plant cultivated by man for fiber uses. The first Bible was printed on hemp paper. People don't realize that the first drafts of the American Declaration of Independence were actually written on hemp paper.
That's from a video by a group called Organic Agenda. Now a delegate from the New River Valley wants to legalize hemp, and we'll hear more about that from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project. David, a story in the Roanoke Times by Mike Gangloff points out that in 1619, the Virginia House of Burgesses in fact required plantation owners to raise hemp. Why was it seen as a necessity?
The products that were made from it, chiefly rope, were so important to the colony's early colony's survival. But about a half a century ago, hemp was banned because of its close relation to marijuana.
Even though they're not the same thing.
Marijuana contains a much higher concentration of THC, the chemicals that creates a high. But earlier this year, the Congress passed a farm bill that allowed hemp to be grown for research in states that passed legislation that enabled it.
Which brings us to the Virginia General Assembly.
Joseph Yost, a Republican from Giles County, has been working with hemp advocates to draft legislation that will be considered in the 2015 General Assembly next winter. He says that it has a huge potential for farming communities. It could raise hemp for sale, possibly export. In fact, he claims it could replace tobacco.
Delegate Yost says so far his fellow lawmakers seem open to the idea. Our next story, David, is about how Portsmouth City Council thought goats would be a simple solution to the problem of keeping grass under control at a landfill, but things didn't go quite the way they expected.
Right, this is a nice little story by Tim Eberle of the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. He writes about an idea that started out as a joke, and then it became a reality, and, well, actually, it's still kind of a joke. The city was getting pressure from the federal government to keep the grass and vegetation down on Craney Island, where they hold all the dredge soil that they bring up from the shipping channels.
So they bought 10 goats, figuring they'd eat the vegetation and save the city money. But what happened?
They found out that the goats were a little bit more finicky eaters than they had thought. They'd eat some grass, but not all of it, not all the vegetation.
They also learned there's a good deal of work involved in looking after goats and doing things like rotating their grazing areas to avoid parasites. But to beef up the operation, they decided to add 10 sheep to the goats. They also bought a book on how to raise sheep. But the problem still isn't solved because it seems they didn't realize how big a job they were asking these grazers to do.
What they found out that as all said and done, 120 acres, they would need a herd of over 1,000 animals to keep the landscaping down.
Well, the goats and sheep can control about an acre or so of growth on Craney Island, but the city had to get a couple of special mowing machines for the other 119 acres. The animals will also be deployed when needed on smaller overgrown tracts in the city. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth on vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.